line. McCallum says that the further removed these third-party workers are, the more challenging it is to enforce the same standards that the workers at the top receive. As these values fall through the cracks, many workers are taken advantage of. And while there are some federal structures in place to keep workers safe, such as the Davis-Bacon Act, even these laws aren't always enforced.
The Davis-Bacon Act ensures a minimum wage for government contractors on some of these large contracts, and it can be suspended in post-disaster settings in order to make sure that that rebuilding happens really quickly. But at times, what ends up happening is that workers are given exceptionally low wages. And so we see this whole spectrum of worker mistreatment and bad jobs all the way to the most serious, which is labor trafficking and labor exploitation, when someone is forced, tricked, or coerced into providing labor and services. And that whole gambit of bad labor can happen in post-disaster settings.
The third wave of vulnerability comes after the initial threats have been removed. So much of the community is left homeless and jobless, and kids aren't able to attend school or daycare. This disconnect removes the watchful eye of teachers and caretakers, leaving children vulnerable to exploitation.
We heard of cases of U.S. citizen children who were being trafficked by their parents post-disaster, to foreign national children who are in forced labor. We've heard from responders in Louisiana that they were noticing a rise in human trafficking post-disasters because kids weren't able to go to school where they could tell a trusted adult, this is happening to me.
The various studies conducted by RTI and the National Human Trafficking Hotline show that trafficking is a major blind spot for natural disaster response plans in America. McCallum says the international plans for responding to disasters, like ensuring access to food, safe water, and available housing, now includes victimization as well. And though America's response plan is different, she thinks we're finally starting to prioritize the threat of human trafficking.
And it really started emerging as a topic in the more public anti-trafficking discourse in the last maybe 4 or 5 years. But I think after Hurricane Katrina, there were several really major anti-trafficking cases that happened, a massive labor trafficking case that happened in the Signal International case, for example, in which migrant workers were exploited when they were working on oil rigs and repairing oil rigs. So some of those cases came into sort of the public awareness in those years after Katrina, but the public discourse really didn't start about it until recently.
Signal International is an Alabama-based marine construction firm. In 2015, they were found guilty of labor trafficking, fraud, racketeering, and discrimination, then ordered to pay 5 Indian men $12 million. It was the first trial of more than a dozen related lawsuits that ended up being one of the largest labor trafficking cases in American history. By 2012, there were nearly 4,000 cases of trafficking reported after Hurricane Katrina in the Gulf Coast region, which encompasses Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. These predators are able to thrive because law enforcement and responders are focused on saving lives and property, leaving little bandwidth for other threats.
And unfortunately, there are a lot of misconceptions about what trafficking looks like, that you can look at a situation and immediately know it's trafficking. And it's unfortunately really complex investigations are required to do that. And so the best thing for identifying these victims and survivors in post-disaster settings is through community relationships and services. So some of the folks who are best positioned to identify victims are actually healthcare workers or folks who are working in the services that are provided to displaced folks and folks impacted by disasters. For example, shelter workers or your FEMA disaster case managers are some of the people who are seeing these vulnerable folks day in and day out and can notice some of those signs of coercion and control.
McCallum helped conduct a 2023 study that surveyed disaster and anti-trafficking responders for major hurricanes in the Gulf Coast region since 2017. They wanted to understand the key challenges in addressing human trafficking during and after a disaster and figure out the best plan of action to protect communities.
And what we heard from them is that the more prepared they were, having multidisciplinary teams that brought together law enforcement, service providers and disaster responders and healthcare providers, when they had those structures in place and working really well before the storm, they functioned much better after the storm. And so having those systems in place, having that collaboration in place at the local level, the regional level, and state level has been really important to maintain those human trafficking investigations and make sure that victims are being identified.
Another key aspect of preventing human trafficking is increasing access to housing.
The National Human Trafficking Hotline did a study a few years back, and they found that one of the most pressing vulnerabilities that trafficking victims after natural disasters faced was that they had lost their housing, and that's how traffickers had enticed them or exploited them. And that's something that impacts resilience workers and locals after a disaster. There's simply not enough housing. And so increasing that housing accessibility is really important in that immediate aftermath.
And since it can be so difficult to identify victims of trafficking in all of the chaos of a natural disaster, McCallum believes putting resources into prevention efforts can make a big difference. Workers can be protected by awareness campaigns that lay out all of their rights in clear and easy to understand terms. These programs should also educate workers on what exploitation can look like and give information on how to self-advocate and where they can report their concerns for help. You can find out more about human trafficking, Leanne McCallum DeSell, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
When you have lawmakers that create systematic policies that are really only set up to favor people with deep pockets, then you have the rise of corporate industry taking over.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Summer is the season we all look forward to, and Macy's is kicking it off with summer's greatest hits. A celebration of those spontaneous moments that we'll remember forever. That day at the beach, backyard barbecues, summer weddings, and fireworks. Because no matter what summer has in store, Macy's is here for the ride. For the big days and all the little moments that make up summer's greatest hits. Let's make this a summer to remember. Check out Macy's.com/summerhits today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Medical notes this week. Being placed in foster care can be traumatic, but getting out isn't much better. Young adults aging out of foster care are more likely to not have a safety net or help from family members, leaving many homeless. Luckily, research published in Children and Youth Services Review shows that aftercare services can make a big impact. These programs help young adults find their footing after leaving the foster care system. In fact, young adults who use these resources tend to have higher education and employment rates than the national average. More and more babies are being born prematurely, and climate change might have something to do with it. An analysis by JAMA Network Open of 53 million births shows that preterm and early-term births increased in areas with more than 4 consecutive days of abnormally hot weather. With climate change causing higher temperatures, this could spell concern, since premature births are a leading cause of infant mortality and can lead to long-term health issues. And finally, We know that babies like to move their hands, but it turns out they might not just be playing. Scientists think that they're trying to recognize themselves. Research published in the journal Current Biology placed babies in front of a mirror and put a vibrating disc on their heads for them to touch. These babies typically started identifying themselves in the mirror 2 months earlier than other kids. This study could change how we go about developing babies' motor skills. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayan Vastabetancourt.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
Building AI systems is like having kids. You want your kids to be smarter than you are. You want your kids to be more successful than you are. And at the end of the day, you want your kids not to kill you.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content, and tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Come above your. Is 103.1 FM.
And girls, West End girls. would you get? If so, how often would you choose a hard or soft option? We'll be right back.
103.1 FM.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road. At AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area today, some showers and thunderstorms, south winds and highs in the middle 70s. Showers and storms around the area tonight, our overnight lows dropping to the middle 50s. On Monday, still a threat for showers and storms. Currently 59 degrees.
We'll be right back.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Be the one, you know that only the good die young. Tell you, baby, you know that only the good die young. Only the good die young. Only the good, only the good die young.
Thanks for listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
Chipping around, keep my brains round the floor. out like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
In spite of me, and don't be alone if I fall. 103.1 FM sounds like this.
Change your mind, you better change it back home. This is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely going to budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you could pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area today, some showers and thunderstorms, south winds and highs in the middle 70s. Showers and storms around the area tonight. Our overnight lows dropping to the middle 50s. On Monday, still a threat for showers and storms. Currently 59 degrees.
I'm